imagine that your search was over, that struggle transformed into solution, that resistance cleared and allowed for soaring success. This is now possible as what you've been asking for is being shared. Expert entrepreneurs offer their transformation story because of a personal alignment to a product or service that resulted in holistic happiness. Their health, their wealth, their relationships have all improved, and they are extending this opportunity to you so that you may find exactly what you've been looking for. Welcome to the Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth series brought to you by Light on Living, where we introduce you to what could be the way to your own prosperity and abundance. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. You're listening to a very special series, as you just heard. It's Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth. And boy, do I have some great people sharing some great words of wisdom, special wisdom and experiences with you guys. I'm so happy to bring this series to you because I just know right from the bottom, from the relief to the excitement, when something shows up in my world, somebody tells me about a product or service that they've really had, you know, results from, and I go, oh, I needed that. I've been looking for that. I have that problem. I want it solved. And then it shows up. So I'm so excited to be bringing to you a very special woman who has just newly entered my life. I'm so happy about this. Of course, she's a best-selling author because that's the number one thing here on Light on Living. Actually, she's written a book that's called Is This All There Is? Living a Life Beyond Obligation. And I'm going to go through. She is a registered social worker, a certified practitioner of emotional freedom technique. And you guys probably know that as EFT. And the reason why I'm going to bring on Monique Verport. Hello, Monique. Hello. Is because tapping in my life made a huge, huge difference. And it was in 2012, and I've had 7 years of it, and I will go through cycles of it. So I'm so glad that Monique has entered it because she's brought it back into the spotlight. And so right now she's going to help to introduce it to you if you haven't heard of it, and also bring you back probably like she did with me and put the spotlight on it again. So hello, Monique.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. You are so awesome for stepping into this role to bring EFT and emotional freedom technique to the world. Like, that's congratulations. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. I, you know, for me, this has really been a passion for, you know, I think a little longer than you, but not much longer. I think it was about close to 10 years ago when I kind of stumbled on this. And my goodness, my world just kind of opened in a way that I never had anticipated. And so that's really that sort of passion and, you know, wanting to share this. When you have something really, really great, you don't want to keep it for yourself. It's like you just want to get it out there. And so for me, it was almost like, you know, there's no choice. I like, this has got to be out there. I've benefited. You've benefited, clearly. And a whole bunch of people globally are really learning about EFT and using it in their lives for greater transformation, greater peace of mind, greater joy, greater clarity about what they want for their own lives. And I think that's really the beauty, because we're working with something like EFT, which I'll define a little bit more in a minute, but it allows us actually to access our subconscious, where a lot of beliefs that really hold us back from living the life that we want reside. And we don't even really know they're there, but they are leading our lives in every single choice, decision, action that we take. So EFT is a great way to kind of uncover it and see what you find to then be able to change things the way you'd like them to go.
That's exactly the way that you'd like them to go. You made me just think of something funny when you said the word subconscious, and I don't know why. I've never thought of this before, but have you ever been doing something and maybe you got some food on your face or a mustard when you were eating something and it's there, but you don't know it's there? Or maybe you knew it. You think, oh, I got to wash that off, but you forget and you go out the door. Now everybody's responding to you differently because you have mustard on your face and you're like, why is everybody treating me? Because it's that's kind of like a subconscious thing. We create a belief. We have a belief, then we forget about it, but we are still operating from that, and the world is responding to us based on that belief or mustard on your face. So the tapping kind of puts the spotlight on it again so you can wash it off.
Absolutely. That's totally what it is. And so for those of you that have never heard of tapping, the listeners, it stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. And it's also referred to as tapping. So that's sort of the more, I guess, common term that people may have heard. So, you know, it's that funny looking tool or modality where you're actually tapping on meridian points on basically your face and your upper body. It's the idea is, I guess, for a similarity, if you think about acupuncture, but without the needles. So acupuncture has healed many a person or has really alleviated a lot of suffering physically. And so with EFT, it's sort of the same deal, but it's more on an emotional level. So it's really getting into those beliefs that we all assume when we're pre-verbal even, you know, in terms of who we are and what we believe is possible in our lives. And so with the tapping, we actually can get right in there. We can sort of dissolve those beliefs, neutralize them, and make room for new empowered beliefs to show up in our lives. And that's why it is so powerful. And the thing is, it's you know, everybody's got it. It's like, you know, I talk about sort of Dorothy with her red slippers and Glinda the Good Witch saying, well, you know, Dorothy, you had it all along. You could have returned home to Kansas, right? And it's the same thing, you know, we have fingers, most of us, and in those fingers, you know, we can do a lot for ourselves, you know, in the privacy of our own homes, even if we want to do that. And it's just, yeah, it's, you can hear the passion because it's just, it's really mind blowing, actually.
Well, I'm going to ask you to be, I'm going to be bold here and just ask you, you can share it right with everybody if you could. Yeah. What was the transformation that, or belief that you either dissolved or newly adopted in that moment of tapping that changed your life and you went, oh my gosh, this is the modality for me?
Yeah, I've got a few, but the one I think that is maybe the most personal to me is that, you know, I guess the belief that I can identify exactly when this kind of showed up. And in, like a lot of people, elementary school is often a culprit for a lot of these beliefs that we take on, you know, when we're young, when we don't really have those critical thinking skills to really sit there and you know, pick apart whatever is happening and how we're feeling that moment. And I remember, you know, clearly being that kid in, you know, grade three who just needed a little extra time understanding, you know, how to do something, that the teacher would give us an instruction and it would take me longer. I would see everybody else, all the other students, like working at it, and I'd be sitting there trying to figure out what was being asked. And so that was one piece of it. And the other piece was I remember very clearly being called to the front of the class, to the blackboard, and to explain a math problem we had had. So I was petrified because math was not my forte. I hadn't really understood it. And here I was being asked to explain it to, you know, the classmates and to this teacher standing there. And I literally, you know, in terms of my nervous system, I just kind of froze on the spot. I had no access to my thinking brain, anything like that. But right then I kind of made a decision that I was stupid and that I just somehow didn't catch on. And something like that, when you make that decision about yourself or come to that conclusion when you're 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever, you know, often that sticks with you through the rest of your life because you start to look for evidence of that belief. And so as an adult, you know, there again, subconsciously, I'm not walking around going, I'm stupid. But, you know, that was driving a lot of sort of how I, my feelings about who I was as a person. And when I got into this tapping thing, I actually worked with a practitioner and we worked on that issue so long ago that was still, you know, part of how I was operating. And I must, the tears, because the tears just unleash, because what happens with tapping, you start to get into all those emotions that we house within our body, right? They're there, and those feelings, and I cried for about 30 minutes. It just, like, the wellspring just opened, and I thought, wow, there is something. I've been carrying this for decades, and now I got to release it. And from that moment on, that belief did not hold me captive anymore. I didn't even believe it. You know, my new belief was, no, I just learned differently from other people. And I think about all those kids, you know, in schools that are having these same beliefs as I did because they learned differently and they're carrying that around with them. And I find that heartbreaking. So that's one example, but it was a big one.
Yeah. You actually, I have a question about that because, you know, if you go back to that grade three-year-old child who you were, and say you went home and you really did say, wow, mom or dad, you know, I had this experience today and I felt really dumb. And they, and if they were to have said, but no, honey, you're not, you know, don't worry about it. Why isn't that enough? Why is it not enough that we hear from our parents back then? Why do we literally anchor into it? And then how does tapping in one session or a few clear it so mm-hmm. easily when it wasn't when we were little?
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, it also depends on a couple of things, too. Had I I can't remember, it's too long ago, but had I kind of come out and said that, you know, and I had the reassurances, no, of course you're not, and kind of believed, you know, what was being told to me was actually, you know, my new truth, things could have, you know, turned out differently. But I also think, too, you know, being someone myself who's an internalizer, you know, keeping that stuff in and not, yes. freely talking about it, or even having the knowledge or language to really express what I was feeling. Because that's the thing, too. We don't often have words for it and we don't realize sort of the impact it has on us in that moment. So it's, you know, usually later on in life when we can start tapping. And with tapping, you can start getting at some of those things. And the thing is, because you're working with the body's meridian system and you're accessing the subconscious, sometimes these memories just bubble up from the surface where you go, hey, I haven't thought about that in decades. And, you know, and then you can kind of clear it. So that's where I say the tapping too allows that clarity. And you never know what can come up for you. And I just want to take this opportunity to also caution people that, you know, if you've had a life where there's been a lot of unresolved trauma happening for you, you just want to be aware that with tapping, it's a great tool. But, you know, some stuff can come up. And if you're, you know, using it and, you know, you're feeling very uncomfortable, you know, just for starters, I always say seek out the services of a professional to help you through that. That can be very helpful. But also, you know, just keep tapping on those meridian points through your body, because what it'll do, it calms the amygdala, so the emotional part of your brain, and sends the message, it's okay, you're all right, you're safe. Because what the body wants is that physiological safety at all cost, which is why we have an amygdala and a fight, flight, freeze response in the first place, right? It's to protect us. So, I think I answered your question.
You absolutely did. And, you know, that's so – you nailed it, actually. A lot of times, even as adults, whether we're children or adults, we don't have the language. We don't have the safe place to do it. We don't have the people to talk to. And I love what you're saying with the that's where – so safety and freedom. So mm-hmm. once we feel safe, we can achieve that freedom. And the freedom is that we get to let go of these things that have been holding us back and harming us. And I know that we're going to be going through one today here, which – and I don't know which one, and maybe you don't either. We can figure that out. But what I was going to ask you to share with everybody is this is a, like, how much time does this take in somebody's life every day and how long?
Right. Excellent question. Well, with tapping, you know what? It's not really how long you do it. It's more trying to get into the routine of doing it because, like anything, you're kind of training your nervous system to kind of become more regulated. So for people who are easily enter into sort of that kind of reactive response, right, when they're stressed out or something's really, you know, worrisome or somebody's rubbing them the wrong way and they kind of jump right into that, that stress response or fight or flight. It really helps to kind of retrain your nervous system so you're spending more time in what Dan Siegel calls the window of tolerance, so that part of your nervous system that is calm, that, you know, regardless of what is going on around you, you're able to regain that equilibrium to stay in that calm place so that you're responding to life and life situations rather than reacting. So if you can kind of just even every single day tap on, even for 2 minutes, you know, it's 2 minutes, build up to five, you know, you don't have to do a lot more than that, but you'll find that when you start to do that, you're feeling calmer more frequently, and then you start to really crave that. You go, wow, you know, I'm actually feeling pretty good right now, because we all want peace, right?
Yes.
We all want peace and we want a sense of joy, and so that's what tapping can offer us. So also there are a lot of different sort of tapping tips, you know, but for instance, combining it with something you're doing already. If you have your coffee in the morning, you can sit there, have your coffee, and you can do a couple of, you know, tapping rounds on your face while you're doing it, right? And so it's, or I love this one too. Actually, I use this right before the call, right? You know, feeling a little tad anxious, but being able to just tap on the ends of my fingertips also, because they're meridian points that are located there. So you can do it without anybody knowing. You can do it while you're at a meeting, right? You can have your hand under the table and you can be kind of tapping your fingers as you go along. There's a whole slew of things. Some people use it, they meditate and they kind of tap at the same time as well. So
I love that you shared that it's I'm feeling like the word preventative almost is. And I know that sometimes I can snap, you know, I can, and then something will happen during the day and I'll go, ah, and I can feel the anxiety building up. But I see what you're saying is if I maybe, like for me, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, maybe every day when I'm having my cup of tea, I just tap for even like 30 seconds, 2 minutes, and prepare my nervous system and get into that state on a more regular basis so that when that you know, thing shows up for me, I don't go, bah, I might go, whoo, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, would you like to, you have such a lovely voice to listen to too. I think that's helpful when people are following these things, is to enjoy the sound of someone's voice if they're doing a guided exercise like this. So I'm going to invite all listeners who are like, hey, I can listen to Monique's voice. Yeah, then you need to reach out to her. But
I absolutely will. And I just wanted to say one thing before, sure, because I'm scared I'm going to lose sight of this. But if I could just say too, one of the motivators for me that I wanted to write this book, it's tapping's for everybody with a nervous system. It's even been effective with pets, believe it or not,
yes,
right? There's stories about, you know, people working with horses and dogs,
yes,
and cats and all that kind of thing. But one of the things too, in terms of the tapping, is it's transforming those beliefs that we are socialized to have as often women, right? Being there for everybody else and putting our needs on the back burner, not feeling enough, you know, maybe not deserving something better for themselves, right? There's a whole gamut of beliefs that we assume growing up. And this is, as I said, it's men and women, but the book is really geared towards caregivers who, you know, really have kind of lost their sense of who they are and what they want for themselves. And it's about finding clarity through tapping, dissolving beliefs that are holding them back from living the life they want and going for it. So I just wanted to stick that in because I think that's a really crucial,
yes,
part to why I wrote this book as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, you hit that one perfectly. And if that's even something we can tap on, because you know what? Caregivers, yes, we need to fill their cup back up and not let that go empty so that we can do that through tapping. I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you for writing that book. And we'll make an invitation at the end to where they can find that book. But
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so I thought maybe the tapping script we could go for is Resistance to Exploring Tapping.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
Because
I didn't sound very resistant, did I? Sorry.
No, you didn't. But there might be someone on the call going, okay,
yes,
this is just too weird for me. I just,
yes,
you know, I got to wrap my head around this paradigm that, okay, the body, what, is an energy system? What the heck do you mean by that, right?
Yes.
So anyway, I thought maybe we could do that one. And just before I lead you there, is just so people understand where these points are on their face. That would be an important first step as well. So basically, there are sort of different tapping protocols. So one I'm just going to talk about now, it's a simple one. And we start with the side of the hand. So people who are interested in doing this, I would just caution, if you're driving, please don't do it. If you have to stay awake and it's you really can't afford to put yourself in a very relaxed mode, please just listen along. The thing you will notice, and I'd like you to notice actually, is before we start, try to just get a sense of in your body where there's any kind of tightness. And if you can kind of gauge where you are at in terms of trying this, you know, are you thinking, okay, this is really dumb, don't want to do it? Well, then, you know, you might rate yourself a 9 or a 10. If you're like, hey, you know, I'm willing to give this a try, you know, you might be lower on the scale, maybe a 2 or a 3. Because see, maybe if you have a change of heart after we go through a tapping round, some of the things you may find as you're doing this, because we are calming the nervous system, so you might start to yawn. You might start to laugh even, have tears, any kind of release of energy. So that's what we're aiming for. So just notice, I would say, before you do that. So I'm going to have you sort of start with the side of the hand, which is basically you're having one hand tap on the side of the hand for 3 rounds, and I'll take you through that. Lisa, you're going to be my echo in this, so you're going to repeat back to give people a chance to kind of follow along with us. And then we're going to go to different points. And as I go through the script, I will repeat them, but just as an introduction. So the eyebrow point is going to be where your eyebrows start. So it's at the beginning. You're going to tap there. The side of the eye, there's a bone right beside the side of your eye if you touch that. Under the eye, there's a bone there as well. Under the nose, you're going to tap there. The chin, so kind of right under your lower lip. And the collarbone, so where you have the collarbone, just directly underneath that. And then we have underarm, which for ladies, it's about 4 inches under the armpit where your bra strap would be. Same for men, but you wouldn't have your bra strap there. And then top of the head is sort of the last point. So if everybody wants to follow along who wants to do this, we'll get going.
All right.
Okay, ready, Lisa?
All right.
Okay, so side of the hand. Even though I don't know how I feel about this tapping thing.
Even though I don't know how I feel about this tapping thing.
I'm willing to try it.
I'm willing to try it.
Okay, side of the hand still. Even though this tapping seems weird.
Even though this tapping thing seems weird.
I accept myself anyway.
I accept myself anyway.
Side of the hand. Even though tapping on my face and body feels so dumb.
Even though tapping on the side of my hand and face seems so dumb.
I honor my choice to do it anyway.
I honor my choice to do it anyway.
Okay, we're going to the eyebrow point now. Tapping on my eyebrows. Side of the eye. Tapping at the side of my eyes.
Do I say that?
Yep.
Tapping at the side of my eyes.
Under the eye. Tapping under my eyes.
Tapping under my eyes.
Under the nose. Tapping under my nose.
Tapping under my nose.
Chin, tapping on my chin.
Tapping on my chin.
Collarbone, tapping on my collarbone.
Tapping on my collarbone.
Under the arm, tapping under my armpits.
Tapping under my armpits.
Top of the head, tapping on top of my head.
Tapping on top of my head.
And then back to the eyebrow. What the heck am I doing?
What the heck am I doing?
Side of the eye. This really seems dumb.
This really seems dumb.
Under the eye. I must look ridiculous.
I must look ridiculous.
Under the nose. Who am I kidding?
Who am I kidding?
Chin. What a waste of time.
What a waste of time.
Collarbone. This tapping may work for others.
This tapping may work for others.
But I doubt it can work for me.
But I doubt it can work for me.
Underarm. Nothing ever does.
Nothing ever does.
Top of the head. This feels so strange.
This feels so strange.
Okay, so our last round, we're going to do the eyebrow. Now we're going to try to imprint a little bit of more positives relating to this. So maybe I can cast aside my doubts.
Maybe I can cast aside my doubts.
Side of the eye, if even for a short while.
If even for a short while.
Under the eye, and consider the possibility.
And consider the possibility.
Under the nose, that there really is something more to this.
That there really is something more to this.
The chin. The idea of that is somewhat intriguing.
The idea of that is somewhat intriguing.
Collarbone. What have I got to lose?
What have I got to lose?
Under the arm. I might be pleasantly surprised.
I might be pleasantly surprised.
Top of the head. So I'll suspend my disbelief for now.
So I'll suspend my disbelief for now.
And give it a try.
And give it a try.
And take a deep breath. And what that does, it gets the energy to move through your body. So, and just breathe out. Mm. And just tune in. And even just tapping on those points, even if you, you know, even if you weren't to say the words, you should still feel some type of relaxation response happening in the moment.
Yes. It focus. The focus.
Yeah. And it can feel subtle.
Yeah.
And or it can actually, you know, you could be yawning, right? So it really depends. So I find the more intense an emotion is for me, and the more I release, the more I start to yawn. And as I said, my thing too, I get these little tears coming down. And it's not that I'm crying, but it's somehow a release.
Yes.
These tears, you know, kind of leaving your body, your eye socket. So.
Yeah, I was actually really curious of how you were going to do the turnaround there, because I thought I was starting to feel silly just because we were talking about how
right.
silly you'd feel. And I thought, oh, this is going to be good if she can turn this one. And I think that's a really important part about scripting and what to say. Like, first of all, we get past the resistance. They're like, all right, I'm going to tap. But then they sit down to tap and they go, oh, I don't know what to do. And so this is where a coach like yourself or practitioner comes in handy because I absolutely needed help in the beginning. And so I love that you're inviting people to reach out to you and others to have you as a coach to do this.
Yeah. And also, just to say this too, because people trip up because on the words, like, I don't know the words. Yeah. So, and then they don't do it. So really, also just to say, forget the words. The words help you tune into the emotion. That's the purpose of the words, because you want to really be in tune to that emotion so you can start to knock it down or take the charge out of it, right? But if you are actually thinking anything that is disturbing, distressing, just tapping without words, you're having the same impact. So I just want to make that clear, because really, that's all there is to it.
You're really making this impossible to fail at this. This is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, how could people get in touch with you, the best and easy way, and to buy the book, your
right.
book?
Right. Well, so my website is MoniqueVerpoort.com. I have the links sort of to the bookstores or the sellers, but it's available. Actually, it's available in a lot of places. So Amazon.ca and Amazon.com, Chapters Indigo for Canadians, Barnes & Noble, and FriesenPress.com, who's the publisher.
Okay, wow. You can get them everywhere here. And the title again, and then how do you spell your name?
Sure. So it's Is This All There Is? Living a Life Beyond Obligation. And my name is spelled Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, and my last name is Verpoort, so V as in Victor, E-R as in Robert, P as in Paul, O-O-R as in Robert, T as in Tom. Verpoort.
Perfect. Yes, we need to get in touch with you, because I want to just share this with everybody. Not only getting yourself into tapping, learning about it, but having a practitioner assist you, even find the emotion, how to express it, is truly transformative. That's why I have these awesome expert entrepreneurs on the show. And thank you so much, Monique, for joining us for Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Lisa.
All right, everybody, go and buy this book and start tapping in the way that's best for you, and visit Monique Verpoort's Facebook page and connect with her on our website. Bye, everybody. Well, we're coming back after the commercial for our second expert entrepreneur.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back to the second half of Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth, presented by Light on Living. We had just such a fabulous first half, and I'm so excited to go into the second. We're really delighting our senses today. And as I bring on our second guest, expert entrepreneur, I'd like to share with everybody that
when we are trying to get reasons to feel better, we are,
it's every part of our lives. Every part of our lives we feel better and is going to shine and glow and have joy come from your heart. And this is why I'm so curious and interested on how our second guest here has used something that made her life so much better into her career. And so I'd like to welcome Wendy Kohler. No, is it Kohler? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I said that. Wendy. Hi,
hey,
Wendy.
It's Kohler.
It is Kohler. Hello. Hello. I'm wonderful. I'm so good. I'm so happy to have you here. And I want to share with everybody that you are a health educator. So perfect to have you here. Doctor of physical therapy, owner of Everyday Essentials, and Wendy is a Blue Diamond leader with doTERRA essential oils. Hello.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate being on the call today.
Oh, we are so happy to have you here. You know, I love watching your videos. First of all, anybody needs to get a little pick-me-up, you've got to go check out Wendy's Facebook page, because you do these videos and your posts always have such an uplifting, joyful, like, message. It could be a 30-second post or a 2-minute. I just love them. So, yes, thank you, first of all, for being so wonderful.
Thank you. Well, there's just so much negativity out there in the world, and I try to focus on the positive and bring a little love and light to people who are friends with me or who know me through social media.
Yes, yes. And actually, that's a great place to start. The people who know you. That's the most important thing. Today's whole series, you know, by word of mouth, is I want to shout out to the world, to people, so they get to know you. And this is what you do. You build networks, you build groups and community and family all through, yes, it's through a product, it's, you know, it's essential oil. But let's dive into, there's two halves to this. First of all, why are essential oils your vehicle of health and joy and connection?
Yeah, they're just such a versatile, amazing thing that you can integrate into all areas of your life. And 4 years ago, I didn't really know much about them. I knew that you could use lavender to help your kids sleep, and we made our own bug sprays. But it wasn't until a friend had introduced me by word of mouth to doTERRA essential oils that I actually benefited from the plant-based power that they have. And so at the time I had bald spots, I had alopecia, my husband had really bad eczema on his hands, and some bad allergies. And once we actually said yes and started using the product, it was amazing the difference that we experienced. And so when we started integrating them into our life and our young children's life, because we wanted to try to live as naturally as possible, it was just a natural extension for me to share with other people. So just start talking about the things that you love and that work for you, and people listen, and then they experience it for themselves, and it just continues to grow and expand.
Exactly. Exactly. Word of mouth. I love that. Because when you have such a relief or healing or something that changes, I can't even imagine, first of all. So though you mentioned two very visible signs, alopecia and eczema, I mean, those are things that can be so self-conscious and affect your, did that affect having alopecia? Did that affect your career?
What it did. So at the time I was working at the hospital, and what it did for me on a moment to moment basis, I was constantly worried if people were seeing my bald spot. I was between patients, yes. I'd go to the bathroom and fix my bobby pins to cover over the spots. I'd be out in the mall or something with the children, and I'd say, girls, can you see mommy's bald spots? It was constantly stressing me out to have this and to worry and wonder what might happen. Am I going to lose all my hair? Is there something else going on? And so it affects you physically, absolutely emotionally, and definitely from a self-confidence perspective.
Exactly. That is why I went there, because you know what? There are so many people right now suffering from something that it's just consuming and taking away their joy and being able to live their life. And so when you started, can I ask, because this is exciting, did just one oil change that for you, or was it a combination? You had to find the right recipe for you?
Yeah, with essential oils, there's so many that work different ways in different people. And I have done a more in-depth video on my YouTube channel if people want to check that out for more in depth, because it's you know, so many people suffer with hair thinning or alopecia, or maybe it's from trauma or after they've had babies or hormonal changes. But what I did is once they started working for my husband and his allergies, I opened the textbook right away and looked at the science to see, okay, what could help me. And the first two that came up were frankincense and lavender. And those were two of the first ones that I had in my starter kit. So I immediately just started applying those. And then I expanded from there. There are other oils to help with hair support, rosemary, geranium. But hair health, skin health, digestive health, even stress, depression, anxiety is not just an outside-in fix. It's an inside-out. So I needed to address the nutritional deficits that I had, some toxins in my home that I was exposed to and in my work environment. So I began using their supplementation as well. And that's really when my hair started growing back. And you'd never know now my hair's super long and curly, and no one ever guesses that I ever had large bald spots.
That is amazing. I love that. Is a transformation story that just makes you feel good. Like even hearing that, like not only yes, do you exude that confidence now, but also I love that you are still able to not embody that pain, but remember that pain that somebody else might be suffering from it, and you want to reach them to help them, you know, get past that. And you mentioned another amazing thing when you talk about the toxins in our world. And why I'm bringing that up is I'm going to use the word exchange. I look at my world sometimes and I think, okay, I would like to exchange this harmful thing that maybe it's, I don't use scented candles, but let's just say I did at some point in my life. And I remember learning that's a toxin. So I thought, well, geez, I really love candles and I like the scent. So how do I, quote unquote, give this up and still be able to have it? So how do I exchange this? So this is something I love that you do. You help people transform their environment by exchanging things into healthier things by oils.
Yeah, simple substitutions. I mean, I believe that everyone should have a choice in their health and how they live and where they spend their time. And one of the things I do is teach people how to make those simple substitutions. So I love candles. Oh my gosh, I love them. We always had like 5 or 6 going. And then when we had our kids, I did a little more reading and I thought, oh, this isn't something that we want. And so now we've replaced those with, and you need a high quality essential oil. There are lots of different let's say qualities of oil. So you do need something that doesn't have synthetics or additives, like a lot of low cost, low quality oils. But now we just diffuse all day long. I have one right now by my desk. We have one in the bathroom. We have one in our kitchen. And not only does it cleanse and purify the air and smell great, we also are improving our mood and supporting our immune system, among many other things. So it's a super simple and cost-effective exchange.
Yes. Okay. Explain what a diffuser is so that people understand what's happening.
I know. Sometimes I forget. Okay, so a diffuser is it's a little device and you add water to it. And then with doTERRA, because of our purity and our potency, you only need 3 to 6 drops of oil. So you put water in and then 3 to 6 drops of oil, and you can mix and match depending on what you're looking for. And then you press a button and it disperses the water and oil throughout the air. So it gets into your space and help improve mood, et cetera. So it's ultrasonic diffusion, and it's water-based, so we don't heat our essential oils because that denatures them or makes them not have the health values, the therapeutic values. And simple. They have lights. They come in all kinds of fancy ways now. I just love plain, simple, easy-to-fill ones.
I love that it's super easy, and I love that you said therapeutic. And here's a big thing to touch on is, say somebody really is truly having this, they're suffering from a disease, an ailment, and the first place I think is a great easy way to start is to shift the mood. Like if you can just get a little bit brighter, then it motivates you to continue that search for how do I balance this? How do I experience a therapeutic? So when it starts with mood, how quickly and why is it changing? Why do oils help with our mood and why does it work so quickly?
Yeah. Super great question. And I often work with a lot of women in their midlife who are struggling with high stress or lack of energy. They're feeling drained and overwhelmed with their health, and they want options without side effects or addictions. So when you breathe in an essential oil, it can work within 20 to 30 seconds. And it goes, as you breathe it in, goes to an area of the brain First, it goes through your olfactory nerve to the olfactory center and the limbic center of your brain. That affects mood, emotion, memory, scent. It's all there, and it's automatic. It doesn't, you don't have to think about what the oil is doing. So if you can picture when you peel an orange, most people love the smell of orange. That's actually essential oil that you're breathing in. It comes from the rind. And a lot of times when we're breathing something in, it reminds us of something like grandma's cooking or a time and a place. So you can see how instantly memory and emotion and smell are attached.
You made me just think of when we stop off and sniff a flower. You're right. You just instantly, mm-hmm. People usually close their eyes. They get the sense of peace and they just breathe. And yeah, it just magically goes through your whole body. And mm-hmm. this is how we can, I just want to understand how people to understand too, like this can literally, I don't want to use the word heal, or I don't know what words we're allowed to use here, but yeah, heal. Like we experience a healing of sort instantly?
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that, you know, as we are creating choice in our health and broadening our awareness of what's out there, my goal is to help create a healer in every home. And you can experience emotional and physical healing with these simple gifts of nature. I mean, that is the original medicine, is plant-based. And so we have a vast amount of tools in our reach now, and they're becoming more and more, I'll say, mainstream, but they've always been medicine, right?
Yes.
So if we can make that switch and start to embrace a more holistic side of healing and do things like tapping and a lot of tools that we have at our fingertips, then we can experience that physical and emotional healing.
It is. I'm so glad that your whole family is benefiting, especially when you say you have children and maybe there's animals and all these things. Now, when you've this is your business. So now this is like you're doing this. You're living and breathing literally this every single day. But you're a blue diamond. I mean, first of all, can you share what that means to anybody who's listening and not quite sure?
Sure. I'm a blue diamond leader. So as you go through the company and you create more other leaders, you have more customers in your base, and you lead other people to health and wealth, you climb up in your rank or your status. And so a blue diamond leader is someone who's in the top 2% of the company globally. And so I reached that level in just under 3 years with consistent work. And when I first started, I was never interested in the business model because I thought network marketing was, you know, I didn't love that business model, but the reason I didn't is because I didn't know enough about it. It just had a reputation, but I hadn't dug into it. And so once I started learning about the business model and read some books and dove into it more, I realized it could be a great vehicle if you have a great product that you love and that people also will love. So I have a number of leaders underneath me. I have a global team of customers and leaders, and that's how you climb the levels of leadership, let's say.
That is, I love that you use the word leadership. That is such a perfect word, because a lot of people think, you know, I want to get up in my company because, oh, I'll get a raise and I don't have to follow other people's orders. But really, it's about creating a community and leading mm-hmm. and then teaching others how to lead, because you guys do so much more. You and I had a conversation before and I was just like, oh my gosh, you guys do all that. That is like, to me, that when I think about whether it's charity work or helping others, I think, well, that's not part of work, is it? And I love that it is. And if you could just share some, like, what are the activities that you guys get to do that you could not have imagined ever getting to do in your world before, but you can now because of creating this network?
Oh, there are so many. Who I was 4 years ago, I'm still the same base person, but the growth and transformation that have occurred because of this vehicle of doTERRA is, I would never have imagined it. So we create a ton of community and connection, and there's all this positivity and a network of people who are also trying to change their lives. And really, the more people you serve, the more you grow in your business. Mm. But some of the things I've been able to do that I wasn't able to at the hospital is I was always limited by my vacation time. And could I go to a child's activity? No. Could I do this? Could I be home to drop them off to school and home to pick them up? I didn't have any of that possibility when I worked at the hospital. I did love what I did as a physiotherapist, but I was missing some things that were important to me. So I've been able to be home in the morning, be home after school. I have traveled a ton to places that I never would have imagined. Like last year in November, I went to Guatemala as part of a service trip through doTERRA, where we go and we meet the farmers on the ground, seeing what they do and how they care for the plants that later become essential oils. And while we were there, we helped build one of the training centers and delivered feminine hygiene kits to girls and women in this tiny, tiny remote village in the mountains, so that when they're on their cycle, they can actually go to school. So I didn't even know that that was a problem around the world. It hadn't entered my realm of thinking, but now I know there are different ways I can serve and help beyond just teaching people and healthcare providers about essential oils and how to integrate them. What I do also helps people around the world create health, wealth, community, and expansion in their education in all kinds of communities just by doing the work that I do. So there's so many give backs. And, you know, when most people think on Monday morning, ugh, I got to go to work, that is the complete opposite of how I feel about what I do.
Exactly. That's so funny. That's exactly the post that I put up today. I was like, and when the song, you know, I don't like Mondays, I was like, I love Mondays. You know, and
me too.
I love that you said the word, I like the term service trip, like as opposed to, yeah, and we all love vacations and things like that, but usually we think we're going on vacation to get away from something, to stop having to do something, but a service trip sounds like oh my gosh, I get to go on a service trip. Like, it just sounds great. So first of all, I love that term. And you bring up the main thing I always come back to. It's like, when we understand something, then we can care about it. But if we don't understand something, it's very difficult to care about it. And so as you shared that when you traveled and you learned about the process of how different people care for the plants. And so I have to bring this back. This is so important that you mentioned earlier. When you talked about the quality of an oil and the level of its, not just purity, but yes, purity, like were there pesticides and certain things on it, but how was it handled? Like, was the plant harvested with love, with understanding, with care? And that's right to how it was bottled to, or distilled, then to bottled and then delivered to you, selling it. So there's so much more involved. And can you share, when you first started learning about this,
I said I chose doTERRA because of their purity, potency, and quality. It's not just, they'll never sell an oil that's not 100% pure with nothing else in the oil, but also the therapeutic value of it. So they look for, what health value does this oil have? Let's pick a range that we want because of the health outcomes of it. And I love their transparency. That was big for me. They have a whole site you can go to called sourcetoyou.com. And you can literally pick up your essential oil bottle. There's a number on the bottom, and you can type it in and see all of the purity and quality tests. And that was a big difference for me. Plus, they're very heavily into health-based research and partnering with different hospitals and institutions to get essential oils incorporated. So that, being a healthcare provider, that was also very important to me.
Wow. Okay. That is really, really cool. Actually, I talk about my sister a lot on air, and she is, you know, personal support worker. And I often ask her, are you allowed to bring in oils to your clients? And she said, unfortunately, you know, we can't bring them into like hospitals and stuff. And I think, how sad. And because now, is there any danger? Is there anything that we should worry about? Because in that situation, I'm like, oh, right. Yes. Somebody might not be able to have lavender. Is like, should this be something that's
Actually, there are lots of hospitals and institutions and private institutions that do incorporate essential oils into there.
Oh,
so it's a knowledge base. So I'm presenting at the Recreation Therapy, their annual conference in June, and this is one of the things we're going to talk about, is how can we incorporate into the health field? Because it's not, a lot of people have scent sensitivities, but here's the thing. They have scent sensitivities to synthetics. So I can't walk down the laundry aisle anymore at all. Zero. I don't. I just avoid it entirely. But when you have a natural compound, the brain recognizes that, and it doesn't have that thing. You don't get that headache. Now, that's not to say that people don't necessarily favor one aroma over another.
Yes.
But it's not going to cause damage that synthetics do. But I completely understand when people get a little bit nervous at first if they're a migraine sufferer. But I've never had somebody who was scent sensitive actually come back to me once they'd experienced doTERRA and say, I can't do this. Never. because it's different. It's plants. So they're able, their body's able to tolerate it and get the benefits that they're looking for without the headaches of the synthetic.
Oh, that's so perfect. I love that. And how important would it be for someone who's fresh, brand new, or even a little experienced, to work with somebody like yourself or another, I'm going to call them an expert in oils,
yes,
at least to get going on what their mission is in, you know, their first initial, I would like to switch over my workplace, I'd like to switch over my home. Is it important to work with somebody like yourself first?
Yes, I strongly believe that, because you can't, if you were to go and buy an oil off the shelf, you don't really have anyone who's educated advising you. They're not telling you how to use it in a safe way, how to get the most out of the oil. So what I do is I sit down with people, or I have a lot of customers at a distance or healthcare practitioners. That's my other area of focus. And we talk on the phone. We go over what are your health concerns or what are your clinic goals? What are you going through in life? And I make recommendations, and we literally create a daily plan for them on how to integrate. Now, I have a ton of essential oil knowledge, and we do a lot of continuing education for free on our customer group on Facebook, but it's that one-to-one that really helps them integrate and take baby steps. Some people are ready for a large overhaul, and some people just say, look, Wendy, how can I decrease my stress right now? And I give them simple ways to do that, and they can move forward. And then they say, okay, that works. What else is possible? And it's not just about an oil addressing a thing anymore. It's about a lifestyle and a journey that creates better health overall. And what that does in the long term is it creates a massive ripple effect. I can say for certain, we've never used an antibiotic in our household. Our children have never had a medication, and they're 8 and 10. I don't know that would have been possible without essential oils in our lives. We no longer have toxic cleaners under our sink. So we're making those changes. And I know my children are going to grow up in an environment where they have that kind of choice.
That is an incredible statement, very powerful, and truly from the heart. You can feel it and hear it, and not like a proud thing, but a very like honorable, happy, like, oh my gosh, I've not just protected my family, but I've given them help in their health and set up their immune system. And that was an awesome share. Thank you. And, you know, I don't have children, but my kitty cats do. And I always used to think right away from back in the day, like they're walking on the floors and then they lick their paws. And I don't want them eating Pine Sol. Oh, I don't know if I can say it, but, you know, they're eating these chemicals that, you know, that I wouldn't want to go through their systems. And so I'm so happy to have you on this series sharing this and just these overall thing. And so this is a huge thing. I love that you said that. Oils become not something that you're helping just to fix one thing, but an overall lifestyle. But it does start with those baby steps. So if anybody right now, they're thinking, like what areas could they baby steps start with? Like what's the most common thing people come to you first of all?
Yeah, I'd say there's four areas, and we actually run studies throughout the year to help people with this. But stress and anxiety would be number one. Sleep issues, digestive issues, skin. Those are pain and inflammation. When we reduce those things in our life, we can live with more joy. When we're out of pain, we can be the person we're designed to be instead of grumpy and pain and short on patience, you know?
Yes, yes. Okay, so I'm going to highlight that. Anybody listening right now, if you have any stress, any sleep issues, digestive disorders, your skin is not the way you want it to be, you have any pain or inflammation, you must contact Wendy Kohler. And so where's the best place to find you? Your YouTube channel, how did they find you there?
They can just search my name, Wendy Kohler, Kohler. Search me up on YouTube. I have some more content on there. They can find me on Instagram by searching my name, or everydayessentials_life. And my website is almost ready to relaunch, and it's everydayessentials-life.com.
Oh, yes, Everyday Essentials. And I can truly say that they are. I did not think I was going to be an oil person. I have so many oils, and they're on little bottles all over the room, and I love them. So thank you so much for sharing your transformation and your family's and what you do. And I'm just going to highly recommend that anybody who would love to have a beautiful, healthy environment to contact you. So it's Wendy with an I, everybody. Kohler, Kohler. Thank you, Wendy, so much for being a part of the show. Just Oh, happy to
have
you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Oh, all right, everybody. Thank you so much for being a part of Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth. You can certainly improve your health as well as your wealth by just tuning in and hearing about what is your next calling. So we'll see you next week on Light on Living, presenting Health and Wealth by Word of Mouth. Thanks, everybody.